Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Score! This hour is sponsored by Black Lung Brewing.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you 5 topics on their mind today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Number 1.
You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers and Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Here's question number 1. Which Bears player, other than quarterback Caleb Williams, needs to have a big game to ensure a win over the Giants on Sunday?
Kyle Manongai. Kyle Manongai. He went to Rutgers. It's next door to the Giants, kind of. It doesn't quite.
He's running back for the Rutgers.
The Rutgers?
Mighty Rutgers. You didn't hear that?
No.
Was like one of my favorite parts of the draft was the Rutgers.
The Rutgers.
I guess I don't remember
that. But you were hosting that night, right?
Yeah, but I can't keep track of everything.
One of the advancements in recent years, which I didn't think was going to happen, and I hate that the reason it happened, was that people finally realized it's just Ukraine, not the... You remember when that was a thing?
Oh, the Ukraine?
Yeah, people used to say it all the time.
Yeah.
At least, at the very least, that has gone away.
The Ukraine.
Other bad things have happened since, but...
Here's being really picky.
I'm glad to see the Rutgers is a thing now.
Here's being really picky, and I bet you guys know this one. It's not the United Center. It's United Center.
I did know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I say the United Center all the time.
Yeah, I do too. It just depends.
Yeah. I don't think people care, but I'm just saying the correct way would just be to refer to it as United Center.
But point being, Kyle Manongai, because the Bears need to run the ball. It's going to be windy. I don't like the wind, as I've discussed. I need some muck hair product to hold it back, but this is a lot of hair, so I don't think it's going to work.
I like your slicked hair, by the way.
I see your Kyle Manongai, and I raise you, because Manongai, he'll be important. That's cool, but nah, it's Theo Benedet. It's Theo Benedet. Don't allow the pressure, the sack. When it's time to pass, we know you can run block, big fella. Can you stop somebody? I don't know. Brian Burns, Abdul Carter. I could just keep going. Kayvon Thibodeau. We could just keep going.
Dexter Lawrence.
Whoever's there, stop them. If they do that.
Giant.
If Theo Benedet isn't a target, isn't the mark, the Bears are going to win handily in this game. That's one of the ways that the Bears get knocked off focus, off target, and cannot execute on offense the way they want to. So that means no pre-snap penalties, no getting beat by a guy coming downhill to try to, you know, hit Caleb Williams from the blind side. Do your job at left tackle, Theo Benedet, and the Bears will have a very good week.
I'm going to stay along the same lines as you and on the line, and I'm going to say Darnell Wright. Let's keep this party going.
Unicorn.
I like that we're all in the same neighborhood.
I'm looking forward to seeing how they do handle the pressure coming from all those guys that you just mentioned, and it's going to be a lot of depending on Darnell Wright and Theo Benedet, as you said. Plus, honestly, part of it too is I feel like with the legitimate testimonials on Darnell Wright coming out of Hallis Hall and throughout the league, this guy is headed towards, I don't know if like star is the right word, but maybe Pro Bowl. And just living up to being a number one pick. Like, he's probably pretty close to have lived up, because he's a starting right tackle for the Bears, and he's played pretty well while he has been here. He's going up another level, and I want to see that continue to go up. How nice would it be to have a badass right tackle in this town for the next 8 years?
You know what would be nice? It would be nice if I stopped thinking about Jalen Carter should be on the Bears.
See,
if that happens, if we get to that point, then he has done his job.
No doubt. Like, that's part of the equation, too. Like, that will start to push that further away from our themes.
I don't have a horn.
Number two.
What do the Bears have a better chance of improving this week against the Giants? Limiting explosive plays or limiting special teams mistakes?
I'm going to say special teams mistakes. Especially when we just talked about the weather being a factor. And that's why the run game is going to be so crucial. This is not going to be a day where you can roll out the K-ball and think you're going to hit some sort of 55-yarder at Soldier Field. Everything that I've seen weather-wise makes it sound like that is not going to be the case. And I don't think you can just pray for like the wind to pause for a second in order for that to happen. So in this case, it's got to be play really, really sound on special teams in order to be able to lock it down. Just nobody get cool. Nobody get sexy. Just play some basic football on special teams. Assignment-based football, get your blocks, that type of thing.
You make it sound so simple, and honestly, it should be that simple. Unfortunately, it has not been that simple for the Bears. I'm going to say they have a better chance of improving limiting the explosive plays. Here's why. We know the Bears can take the ball away when you make mistakes. We know that if the Bears establish the running game and get a lead early, the Giants are going to be in desperation mode, and they're going to have to throw the football. Jackson Dart is a rookie quarterback. Make him look like a rookie once you get ahead. If you can establish the run and get up by two scores, now it's on those guys on the edge, the Montez Sweats of the world, the Austin Bookers of the world. The guys in the middle, Grady Jarrett, somebody's got to create a pass rush. If they're able to do that, I think the turnovers will come. The explosive plays won't be there. The only explosive plays that will be in this game, fumble recoveries, fumble returns, interceptions. Pick six, anyone? I see a pick six coming.
Oh, you do, do you?
Yes, I do.
I actually think that they are owed a pick six based on what happened getting ripped. Tremaine Edmonds got ripped off of a pick six last week.
Boy, did he. It was because his knee touched the ground and the touch happened that they're saying he was down.
And that was kind of BS, right? The touch. Yeah, it was definitely a fart. There is no doubt about it. I will say, to answer the question, oh my goodness, there's a whole group of people out there.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
Young people, not our demographic.
Good to see you guys. I think the answer to this is they have a better chance of limiting special teams mistakes this week because they have to. And Richard Hightower told us that he was going to work his ass off until they get this thing right. So
I have a question.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Does a missed field goal count as a special teams mistake?
Oh, wow. No.
Depends on the missed field goal.
Okay. A miss is a miss.
Because
if it's just a miss outright, then not necessarily.
Okay, the reason I'm asking that is because that's how...
A block, however...
That's what I was thinking about. With the conditions being what they are, I can see some missed field goals in this game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is not... You're going to have to really consider four down territory.
Okay, but you got to allow for that then in your head, right? You have to understand and be sympathetic towards that, I suppose.
I'm just saying that's why I answered the question the way I did, because I was like, I could see the Bears missing field goals in this game.
Yeah, but they're going to be...
I would say that would be a mistake in my eyes if you miss, like, a 38-yard field goal.
How many... And that's fine. How many mistakes did the Bears special teams make last week? Let's just say, I'll throw out a number.
Infinity.
Seven or eight mistakes that you could, like, look at the tape and see mistakes on. If they have three mistakes this week, that answers the question that they have a much better chance of limiting the special teams.
Cut it in half.
Yeah, and I realize I'm doing relativity here, but... It's just the truth. It's the truth.
Five on.
Number three.
Third question here on Five on It with Raheemy Harris and Grody. A question inspired by friend of the show and Fox Sports 1 host Danny Parkins. Here's a thought exercise. At this point in his career.
Here's a thought exercise. Yes.
I started that. I was the first person to say that.
QB1 party.
Grody doesn't know how to do a thought exercise.
At this point in his career, are you willing to say Bears quarterback Caleb Williams has the it factor?
I think he has an it factor. As far as putting it together for the it factor, I need to see more plays and structure in order to say that it is all of the it factor. But he definitely has an it factor. Once again, the man has already made millions of dollars playing quarterback. Nobody can take that away from him. You don't do that without an it factor, especially at USC. There is something to being the USC quarterback. Mm-hmm. It is a thing. It is a responsibility. You know, I used to always joke USC is originally the OG Southern California sports professional football team.
Yeah.
So now it's just official. Point being, that's a massive position. You don't get there without having that it factor. But as far as it translating to the NFL and like having all of it, I can't say that I'm there yet. I need to see more plays and structures. We've talked about step up in the pocket. Do the thing. The traditional, like, in your head, what you see a quarterback do. You know, like, step, step, boom. That kind of stuff. So once that happens, then the it factor, I think, will be fully realized. But there's no question he has an it factor and at least part of the it factor.
What do you think, Grody?
I think that to have – I largely agree with Layla. I think that to have the it factor, if I sat here and said he had the it factor, that would mean that he's a star already. Like, I don't think that that's something you just take lightly. Like, if you've got the it factor, you probably are throwing – you're probably having games like you did against Dallas every time. You're throwing for 300 yards or around there for four touchdowns. So while – I get why the question's being asked. He certainly has the skills. He certainly has some moments in the fourth quarter. He has some elite throws. He still makes elite plays. But I can't sit here and say that he has the it factor yet. I need to see more still.
In their last five games, Caleb Williams has led game-winning drives in the fourth quarter in three of them. That, to me, is what the it factor is. We could talk about the pedestrian, but when the game has been on the line, Caleb Williams has consistently come up with the plays that mattered in the moments that mattered most, because we know it is a one-score league. That is what the NFL is by design. I think Caleb Williams has already established that he has the it factor. Whether you want to talk about what he looks like, getting ready to go in for a final drive, how calm, happy, relaxed he looks on the sideline, whether he has control of his team, whether it looks like on the first couple of plays of that final drive, man, what is he doing out here? Is he okay? He's running around literally in circles in the backfield trying to scramble and stay alive. But when it comes to making the throw, making the play, he's got tape that shows that he can get it done in the games. And to me, that's what the it factor is when the pressure is the highest, when the game is on the line, can you get it done? I think Caleb Williams has already established that he has the it factor. It's just a matter now of, can you go out and have positions where you're going to be able to do that week after week after week? And I think maybe not this week because of the nature of who they're playing, a two-win Giants team, but in the following weeks, when you're looking at the Vikings again, when you look at the Steelers, when you look at the Philadelphia Eagles on Black Friday, and then, of course, two games with the Packers, the Lions, the 49ers. Oh, y'all are about to be saying, you were right, Marshall. The it factor was always there.
That's a very long answer.
Number four.
Good one, though. Fourth question, but before we do that, Chicago, I need everyone to listen up. It's Blackhawks and Josh Giddey in the bowl season on Chicago Sports Network. Visit subscribe.chsn.com to sign up for your 7-day free trial of their all-access plan. Over 300 live games per year. Chicago Sports Network, your home stream advantage. Here's the fourth question.
So enthusiastic on the reads.
Thank you.
You are.
And my hair looks good. The Ringer's Bill Simmons recently shared this take about the Chicago Bulls.
If I'm Chicago, I'm now in a car keys situation.
Yeah.
Like, I've struck oil with Josh Giddey. This is not a sample size. This guy is dominating games. He's getting, like, even like in crunch time, he's getting where he wants on the court and creating what shot he wants. Like, you've got something really special happening here. I don't want Coby White coming. I'm not going to pay him next year. I'd rather put my chips into the Giddey basket.
Bill, can I hear that one more time?
I've struck oil with Josh Giddey.
Thank you very much. Do you think the Bulls' strong start with Coby White sidelined makes them more or less likely to trade him this season?
This is a Robbie day, man.
It really is.
Every day is.
Yeah.
I think that
I'm the captain, though.
You would be lying to yourself if you haven't thought about that question. And the reason that I think you've probably thought about it goes back to how we had to watch Bulls games be more functional with the offense when Zach LaVine was hurt. So I feel like because you knew Zach LaVine was hurt, you knew that he was going to be traded, it naturally becomes the thought again when you consider that the team's most effective scorer previous to this and also the Eastern Conference Player of the Month in the month of March and Coby White is hurt. We're also trying to figure out the logjam on the roster because there unfortunately is a bit of positional redundancy. Add to that the fact that Coby was drafted by Gar and Pax and not AKME, as in Arturas Karnaševas, Mark Eversley. All of it has led me to believe that, yeah, there is a likelihood. You know, that's part of the problem. Coby has a lot of value, not just to the Bulls, but to other teams, and I respect that.
So you think he's more likely to get traded?
Yes.
Okay.
For that reason.
I would say he is, by definition, because let me ask this question before I answer the question. Who's the best team in the Eastern Conference? Who is the favorite to win the Eastern Conference this year? Give me a team, any team.
I mean,
Cavaliers.
Previous to the injury, you'd say Boston. I mean, Cleveland's still up there. Philly? Knicks are up there. Yeah.
Okay. So they already beat Philly, right? They're about to play Cleveland, right? I think it's wide open.
Milwaukee tonight.
I think the Eastern Conference is wide open. That's why my answer is less likely to trade him. Mm-hmm. Because I think you need him to make the push for what could be an unbelievable season for the Bulls. I'll sit here and say it. The Eastern Conference can be won by the Chicago Bulls this season. Look around.
Writing that down.
Yes. No one is scary beyond like there's no way the Bulls can handle them. There's no way the Bulls can hang with them. There's no team I see right now in the Eastern Conference that I would say is the overwhelming favorite to win the Eastern Conference. Right now the job is simple. Just stack wins. Stack wins and put yourself in the best position to do something when the playoffs start. First of all, you got to be in the playoffs when the playoffs start. I think they're taking a strong step forward in that. I think Coby White, and what you have to remember, when he was winning the Player of the Month award last year, Josh Giddey was putting up triple-double type numbers that entire time. It's not like we don't know if these two guys can play together. They can. Those two guys were the double-headed monster, the reason why they went 15-5 over their last 20 regular season games. I understand what Bill Simmons is saying. I understand the value that he has. The reason I think it's less likely that he gets traded, two reasons. This team, this organization has not shown me that they value draft assets in a way that you would flip Coby White and get something for him. They might just let it play out and decide later if they want to pay him or not. But they have an opportunity to have an amazing run, a la the Cubs, what we just saw in their last season.
Absolutely, you keep them. I think that we're getting a little cocky and we're getting a little careless when we talk about, oh, the Bulls are 6-1. You could give up Coby White, who does fit in well, who is a scorer. You still need all of that, no matter how good the statistics look. And they are good. The Bulls are 7th in scoring right now. The chemistry is good. Coby White's not going to mess that up. He's only going to make it better. So I have not entertained the idea of trading Coby. Five on it. And?
Oh, that's the end of Five on It. But
oh,
we will tell you
more.
That tonight the Bulls take on the Bucks in NBA Group Cup play from Milwaukee. Pregame coverage begins at 6:45. Tip off at 7 on The Score and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network powered by Heli Forklifts. Chuck Swirsky will be back in the house.
He will. We have more coming up with the Bears coverage, as we just heard. Most likely that TJ Edwards is not playing on Sunday. So we'll get the latest on that with Kevin Fishbane, the senior writer from The Athletic, coming up next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Kevin Fishbane.
I got fishy business. K. Fishbane.
Bears beat writer for The Athletic.
I ask for so little in life. It would be nice to cover some really relevant games in late December and early January. I don't think that's asking too much.
Kevin Fishbane talking Bears.
Hey, Kevin. Kevin Fishbane from The Athletic.
I love your name.
It's a great name.
Yeah, great name.
With Raheemy Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
We love talking to Kevin Fishbane. We do call him Fishy Business on occasion. In fact, we asked, what are we doing next? That's right. We're talking to Fishy Business. Kevin Fishbane, he is at K Fishbane on X. He is the senior writer at The Athletic covering the Bears, hosting a podcast called Breaking In with Kevin Fishbane, a sports media podcast. Our segment with Kevin Fishbane, sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. It's meant to be. And he joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Kevin, thanks for coming on.
Happy Friday, guys.
It's always nice to talk to you, and you're the way we know it's Friday, so it works out well. Unfortunately, some bad news we get this afternoon regarding the status of TJ Edwards. We saw the update from Patrick Finley that he had a procedure on his hand. Surgery was the word used, so it is in a club, and we all know what that means, even though it's not necessarily a medical term. Additionally, sounds like that hamstring is an issue as well, and so the expectation is for him to be out on Sunday. What is your understanding of this, and how do you think it affects the game?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about the run defense and the splits when TJ Edwards has been out on the field or not on the field, I think you can see that the Bears defense is better when he's out there. But you know, it's going to probably be Noah Sewell on Sunday. They get a little bit more linebacker depth this week with Amon Ogbong-Bamiga returning from IR. But yeah, it's a tough loss. He's a veteran. He's in, got great instincts. And you look at the next couple of games, who knows how long he'll be out. The good news, Layla, though, is Ben Johnson does not think this is an IR move. So, you know, he'll play with a club and get the hamstring right, and hopefully you get him back, who knows, maybe as soon as Minnesota. But, you know, I'm sure you guys have talked about this week. The Bears have this just December jaunts. I mean, you start late November, really, with the trip to Philadelphia, and you need to get as healthy as possible by then. So, yeah, it definitely hurts to not have him on the field, but at least Noah Sewell has gotten a lot of playing time this year. So there's no question about whether or not he's ready or can handle the workload. But obviously, TJ is a very good player.
Kevin, I'm in straight-up shootout mode, like Tecmo Super Bowl style. Who can score points and how fast can they do it? Because I think that's the only way the Bears get to their desired result of, you know, making the playoffs. What do you see when you see the decimated defense as Dennis Allen's options to try to throw wrenches in teams' plans, starting with a lesser opponent, of course, this week? But obviously, big picture, he's got to figure something out for what comes next after the Giants.
Yeah, Marshall, I'm really curious to see if the Giants keep this up and if they also score a lot of points, because hearing from Bears coaches and players this week, there was a lot of like, yeah, we didn't play well, but Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins are really freaking good. And Joe Flacco, who cares what his age is? I mean, he's putting that ball on the money to those guys. So I wonder if there's a little bit of, okay, that happened. It was a rough final 3 minutes. We're not playing those guys this week. Now, you could also spin that around, and in 2 weeks, they're facing Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison, so they got to figure those out. But you're not seeing Malik Nabers on Sunday. But you do have a quarterback who loves to move around in the pocket, loves to extend plays, and is not afraid in Jackson Dart. So I'm fascinated to see what Allen's scheme is against him. The good news is Montez Sweat has been playing really well, and that's kind of the answer, I guess, is like you rely on a guy like Montez Sweat to be a force, to be a wrecking ball. You rely on Austin Booker to keep improving after a really good showing in his debut. And the other thing, guys, and again, I keep talking about the front four because like there's just only so much you can do about the secondary when you're down guys. Jervon Dexter and Grady Jarrett, like, got to get those guys going. Got to get the interior pass rush going. I mean, Dexter's made some plays this year. We haven't really seen much from Grady Jarrett. Obviously, he battled an injury in terms of that impact production. But I look at those three guys, Dexter, Jarrett, Montez Sweat. If you're talking about how do we mitigate these problems we have in the secondary, how do we try to keep a team from scoring, you need those three guys to win. Because what we've seen, guys, when the Bears get a team in third and, you know, six plus, that's when Dennis Allen becomes kind of a little bit of a wizard with some of the schemes he throws out. And that's why the Bears have done so well on third down.
Yeah, and I think all those guys are obviously capable of breaking out. So it is a realistic thought, too. Kevin, I'm just curious as to what you inferred or what you believe based on our conversation with Ryan Poles the other day regarding the trade deadline, and specifically as to why they didn't make a bigger move. Were you okay with the answers that Ryan Poles gave us, and did you think that they should have done more at the trade deadline beyond, of course, Joe Tryon, Shoyinka?
Yeah, Grody, it's tough because the listeners are going to hate this answer, so I'll throw it out at them. It takes two to tango. Like, you need another team to agree to trade you the player that you want for the compensation that you're willing to give. And sometimes it might just be that simple. I don't doubt at all that Ryan Poles was talking to other teams. You know, certainly you saw what the Jets were doing, and it makes you think that Jermaine Johnson could have been available for the right price. But shoot, you're looking at the way this team is built right now. You're looking at what you have draft capital wise, you're looking at this being year one and of the Ben Johnson era. And I get it. I get that maybe, again, I don't know how those conversations went, of course, but I could understand why you might not want to give up a second round pick right now at this stage. And look, here's another thing the fans are going to hate. You should get Dio Odengbo back at the start of next season. He's making a lot of money. Okay, you got Austin Booker, who's playing, you know, who you feel good about moving forward. I think defensive end is certainly going to be a position that we put in our position needs list come February and March, and you could throw defensive tackle in there as well.
Yeah.
I just don't know if this team right now is in a position to say, yeah, they're asking for more than we're willing to give. Let's do it for this season. I just don't know if they're ready, and that's, again, assuming that they even had an opportunity to do that.
Our segment with Kevin Fishbane brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. And Kevin, here's another thing that just bothers me about the whole conversation. The Bears were 10th, and this is prior to the Aiden Hutchinson extension. This is prior to anybody else getting any money. This is at the beginning of the season. The Bears were 10th in spending on the defensive line in the NFL. They're certainly not 10th in sack production. And the fact that we even have to talk about needing more pass rush at a trade deadline after that is outrageous.
Yeah, and I'm sure that was a major factor, Layla. I mean, like, we've made a lot of comparisons to 2018, and I think they've been pretty apt. And you look at the record right now, and it continues to kind of track. Well, one of the biggest differences between this team and that team is that team had a ton of cap space.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that team had the ability to make a move for Khalil Mack and sign him to that massive contract. Like, this team right now, cap-wise, just isn't in that position. What they did with their cap space was they fortified the offensive line, which I thought was – and we've seen – that come to fruition really over the last month. That's what they did with that money. Obviously, Grady Jarrett and Dio Dabo, the production has not matched how much those two guys cost in free agency. But they just, again, it just didn't seem like that they're really in position to do that. Rely on the guys you have right now and rely on the coordinator. And to go back to the T.J. Edwards conversation, I think there's a hope that you can get Kyler Gordon back maybe in a month. There's a hope that T.J. Edwards comes back. And shoot, you want to talk mid-December? This team is really playing relevant football. You could talk about Jalen Johnson potentially finding a way back on the field, depending on his rehab. So I think I get it. And I'm sure that they looked into guys. I'm sure they would have loved to bring in someone they could plug and play and start opposite Montez Sweat. But at this point in the year, it's hard to find guys like that who are available for a price that you're willing to pay.
Kevin Fishbane, he's the senior writer at The Athletic covering the Bears. He's also on that podcast beat, Breaking In with Kevin Fishbane, a sports media podcast. He joins us here on Raheem Harris and Grody. Kevin, I've been talking about the offense, and I think we're at this point now where the belief in Ben Johnson is strong enough that you're just wondering, what is he going to do this week? Is that where you are with Ben Johnson's offense right now? Because now that the offensive line seems to be in a better spot, the running game is established, is it just a matter of what does he choose to do with the chess pieces he has?
Yeah, Marshall, it's funny you mentioned that, because as I was driving to Hallis Hall today, I was thinking about 2013. And that's really the last time I can remember covering a Bears team where you sat there and you're like, I'm pretty sure they're going to score. Like I felt that way in Cincinnati. You just, like, after the first couple of drives, you're like, the Bears are probably going to be able to score nearly every time they touch the ball. And I hadn't felt that about a Bears team, I don't think, since 2013. And that team was a really high-octane offense, especially relative to what this franchise has seen. So, you know, the Ravens game was rough. You had some red zone miscues, obviously, but red zone miscues, like that game, they should have scored more points. They were getting there. They just weren't taking advantage. So I think you look at the Giants' run defense, you look at the opportunity to play at home, you look at what's working right now with the Bears' run game, and also we talk about the defense losing players. Offense this week, they're going to get DeAndre Swift back. It seems like they're going to get Luther Burden and Cole Kmet back as well. So you have more options at your disposal. So, yeah, I think this is another opportunity on Sunday to see, you know, as the kids like to say, to see what Ben's got in that bag, to see what else is, you know, in that playbook that he can kind of unveil. I know there was some talk, you know, and I did think about it during Cincinnati. I'm like, you really want to throw out these trick plays against the Bengals? But yeah. Two things.
They
One,
needed
it's
them.
It's a waste.
They needed them.
Well, they certainly did in the end. One thought is, I don't think Ben Johnson is short of trick plays.
Bingo.
And number two, guess what types of defenses trick plays you can really take advantage of. A defense like Cincinnati. That's why those, some of those guys were wide open. So why not? So I understand it. So, yeah, I think it's they're in a fun situation where I'm looking forward to see what they are able to unveil. As long as Caleb Williams keeps protecting the football, as long as these guys can avoid the negative plays, like they give you the confidence that like they have the ability to score pretty often.
Kevin, we were talking earlier about how nice it is to just have basic competency coming out of the locker room when guys say things like, I know what my role is, and they tell me what my role is, and that way I can kind of like function better. And I feel like this is one of those times where we're like recovering from what we've seen in the past. Are you guys sure you have enough trick plays? Do you think you can make this last? Like, there was only one Santa sleigh. Like, I feel like we're in a bit of a recovery when it comes to some of these things.
Look, there might have been people throwing things at me in the press box last week when, after Loveland scored, I couldn't help myself. I go, guys, there are still 17 seconds left on that clock because that's what this team has done.
Yeah.
That's what it's done to us. And I'm sure fans were thinking the same thing. Like, oh my gosh, 17 seconds. We could take two Flacco passes and they're in position for a Hail Mary.
Hey, but, man, that's two Blackhawks goals, okay?
He did complete that pass. And I thought they're going to bring in the backup quarterback who maybe had a stronger arm to try to throw it like a legit Hail Mary.
Yeah, I mean, look, they did kind of get in position, but that's again, I go back to Layla, kind of what you're talking about. Like, there is just belief in the head coach and the play calling and the guys you have out there that like they'll answer. And right now, you think of every game since that Lions disaster, like they've been in the game. They've lost two or yeah, they've lost one. In the last stretch, and that was a Ravens game that you could sit there and go through the game book and be like, they probably could have won that game. You know, they score touchdowns in the first two drives, even go up 10-0. It's a different story. So this team right now, and again, December is really going to tell us a lot. They are built to be able to compete in these games and make it interesting in the fourth quarter, like a lot of previous Bears teams just couldn't get to the fourth quarter and be in the game, and that's a good sign.
They couldn't score points coming out of halftime. You were the one who kept track of that. And third quarter points, as I recall.
Third quarter points, first quarter points. Like, I mean, there were records of, you know, the Bears coming off of the bye, coming off a mini bye. Like
nothing.
You know, sometimes you look at sometimes you looked at those, you're like, well, those were just really bad teams. But also you look at the roster, like, you know, maybe they were decent teams that just weren't really well coached. But yeah, this is what I'm interested to see, though, this week. You know, Ben Johnson did understandably and fairly quibble with my question on Monday about how they had an empty-handed drive going into halftime. They did get into scoring range, and Cairo Santos missed the field goal. I will note, four games in a row, they have gotten the ball with around 70 seconds left in the first half and have not scored. And that is that he calls it the middle eight. He puts a lot of pride in, and it's an old Belichick thing. Get that score before halftime, especially if you're getting the ball back to start the second half. I by the way, I say that as if it's like some innovative secret thing. It should be obvious, but like, but teams don't put enough value in that middle eight. And Ben Johnson wants to score in those final drives, and they haven't really been able to. So if they get in a situation on Sunday, again, curious to see. Like, this is, it's weird to call the Giants a big test, but like, if you are a team that wants to play these games that matter late in the season, you have to win games like what you have ahead of you on Sunday.
Kevin Fishbane, we appreciate the time. Thanks again for getting through some Bears fears with us.
Take care, guys.
Thanks, Kev.
That's Kevin Fishbane. You can find him at The Athletic, of course, covering the Bears. He is at Kevin K. Fishbane on X. Coming up next, a Cub won a major offensive award. And the sad part is, I don't know how much anybody cares. So we're going to try to figure it out next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen to Raheemi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Tucker with a drive to center. Perkins going back. He looks up. It's gone. Is that the knockout blow that sends this series to a fifth game?
That's right. I didn't mean for that to be so well-timed to the music. Should Kyle Tucker stay or should he go? And what's interesting is he was a Cub who won, like I said, a major award. Not the leg lamp from a Christmas store. I know it's that time of year. But if I had told you before the season began that one of the Cubs would win a Silver Slugger, I think we'd all be thrilled because it would mean the offense was better. Especially after saying, oh, they got all the way to the NLDS. They were one game away from the CS. You'd probably consider that all really great. But unfortunately, we know what happened during the season. Kyle Tucker earns his Silver Slugger, something that should be not just a major award for him, but also indicative of the Cubs' offensive production. And I feel like we're at this point with him where I have to ask the question, how much do you care? Because I feel like so many Cubs fans are already moving on from him.
But the reason that the Cubs fans are moving on from him is they don't believe that their ownership will pay to keep him. So you almost have to remove yourself from the situation mentally because you don't want to be further disappointed with getting your hopes up. I understand why people are kind of apathetic. Like, they're like, good, Kyle Tucker had a good season. That's cool. But you're not going to be doing that anymore in Chicago, so why would they care?
Well, and that's kind of the point. You know, Kyle Tucker wins his second career Silver Slugger Award, so it's not exactly something that has come quickly for him, too. And I typically am not the person who gauges anything by the replies, But in this case, like, look at the replies to the Cubs posting about Kyle Tucker winning his second career Silver Slugger. Number one, they gave it out for the first 81 games only. Number two, how in the world is this possible? And then everybody's just asking where he's going to go. Like, future Yankee? Still not worth the $300 million that he wants. Like, you can't even enjoy it because you're so focused on trying to figure out what's going to happen with his future.
I don't think I've ever seen a sports star in this town who came in with such a great reputation and a legitimate reputation and did great things for half the season as well, to see that, to see his star fall like this. Like, this is wild. I mean, think about it. Like, Matt Spiegel, who has this side of Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer, probably the highest baseball aptitude here at the station, was
Would you say it's the premier baseball aptitude at the station?
You know what? We'll answer that question at 1 o'clock when we go inside the locker room.
Good vibes, babe.
I think we know. Like, he was running the game, Operation
Kyle Tucker.
I mean, think about it. And we were all in on it. It's not like he, like, it was, oh, how do we do this? Like, the, you know, the PCA got to sign it. Like, it's, I don't know if I could think of another example of a player that came in with that hype and is probably going out the door with his tail between his legs.
Listen, having worked in Houston
mm-hmm.
and covered the Astros, hosted their pregame postgame show, having done that and also having been here now for five times as many years as I was in Houston, I can say this. When you are secretive in the way he was about his injury
yeah.
with fans here, and you also didn't do that thing with the Astros where you won a title, you can't always pull that with fan bases and get a lot of goodwill in return.
Not this fan base.
Exactly. And I'm not saying that to denigrate the intelligence of another market. I'm
sure.
not saying that. But this is not a place where people are okay with that.
Yeah.
I don't think you can pull a fast one, not only on the media, but on the fan base, because the eye test matched what we saw in the production. And he should have been more forthcoming when it came to his hand injury. And I think if he were, that would have helped all of us, first of all, understand better what he was going through. And then secondly, it would have also bought a lot of goodwill with the fans, because people appreciate being able to play through injury when you can, when it's not hurting the rest of the team. But I think that soured so many people when it comes to just how they view him.
Maybe even the Cubs too, Layla. It's not just about the fans. Like, I understand they're going to protect their player, and I don't know what they're saying about him behind closed doors over there, but I would imagine it wasn't very endearing to the front office when you had Kyle Tucker being a little bit disingenuous.
I feel like the drama portion of the season, and remember, the entire time we were talking about this, the Cubs never fell out of playoff position. They were always going to go to the playoffs. But the drama surrounding Kyle Tucker, knowing that there is going to be a decision at the end of the season whether or not you're going to pay this man market value. And market value is what other teams are willing to pay him. I think fatigue set in when you look at how the season went, the back half of it, up until that West Coast trip where he finally, you know, got himself back together a little bit.
We posted this on Twitter. How many Cubs fans care that Kyle Tucker won the Silver Slugger Award? And the reply is none. I mean, I just, that's it. I just wonder how much that really did sit with everybody into gaining this impression.
Yeah, I got to look at the other right fielders.
Here's the hard part. He's the reason that you won a lot of games, and his offense was absolutely needed in order to make the playoffs.
For a while, he was, like, making the whole lineup. You know what I mean? Like, that affected the guys before him, the guys after him. So, yeah, let's not pretend like his impact wasn't real. And this is a good question from a texter. How did Kyle Tucker win? He was in a major slump the entire second half. I don't know the other candidates. Like, I can't think of, like, the great right fielders off the top of my head right now. But, my God, I mean, his slump was so prolonged that it makes me wonder too. I am surprised just in the fact that he won the award.
I'm not saying that you can pull a fast one on most fan bases, but I just think that when it comes to how that was received here, it didn't go over well.
I think the understanding is this: the Cubs were a really good team. It's coaches and managers who vote on Silver Slugger Award. And I think his reputation may have carried a lot more weight than maybe the actual results. Because at the end of the season, he still had a war closer to 5 than 4 and
yeah.
a limited amount. I only played, 136 games?
Yeah.
So I think
it's a terrific player.
It's his second Silver Slugger in the last 3 years. He's the premier free agent. He is the top free
agent. You know
what?
I just want to warn everybody. You're going to see a healthy Kyle Tucker, most likely, play for somebody else.
Yep.
And you have really to good. Reckon with that.
And it'll be really good.
No one here believes that he's going to be a Cub next year, right?
For whatever reason, this is just not a match. It's just, they just don't, somehow, some way, and we don't know what Kyle Tucker is really thinking. I mean, he says nice things about Wrigley Field. He says nice things about being a Cub. But he never gave any indication that he, like, is overwhelmed with this place.
That he fell in love with Chicago.
No, he never, he said nice things, but the plaudits weren't where they probably should be if you're thinking a guy wants to stay. So it's just, for whatever reason, not a fit with Kyle Tucker and the Cubs. And he's a great player.
What's funny now is we have to do another segment later, the sports hypothetical. What if the Cubs do sign him? Like, that's the other part of this.
Well, they're going to sign him and Schwarber? Because Schwarber's coming back, right? Like, how's Schwarber's right field work?
Should I tell him what I laid out?
What'd you lay out?
No, we're up against a break.
Okay.
And we have a very important segment next.
We do.
Some would call it the premiere. How do I put this?
It's official.
The premier football segment.
Oh, premier football segment?
I'm trying to do a
locker room segment.
I'm trying to do a bit on Hit and Run. You know that.
Oh, but then you'd say it's the premier clubhouse and or locker room show.
Well, no, I'm not saying clubhouse because I don't want to get people mad at us. Run. Oh. I'm going to say the premier locker room segment.
Bruce and I will have a locker room off.
Well, that's the clubhouse. We don't have to worry about that.
Oh, that's true. He's in a clubhouse.
That's why we say locker room.
So you know what's next. Inside the locker room. On the score.
The premier
locker room
show.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.